How do you start your day? Are you focused, energized, and tuned in to your higher self? Or do you wake up anxious, unmotivated, and already overwhelmed by your giant to-do list? Welcome to Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein, where we'll have inspiring and practical conversations around how to reverse daily struggle and show up calm, collected, and confident instead. As a psychotherapist, spiritual advisor, yoga teacher, and influential speaker, Laura will discuss all things morning routine for increased productivity, mental clarity, greater connection with self, and better decision making. So grab your favorite cup of Joe and come sit down with Laura. Coffee with the Universe starts now.
Hello and welcome to Coffee with the Universe. Thanks for tuning in. This is a show where we have conversations around starting your day feeling calm, collected, confident, and connected to your higher self. And before the show started, Jacob, Benny, and myself were having a wonderful conversation around alarm clocks and something that I do to wake myself up. They seem completely perplexed by, and I just thought like, other people could do that too. So we'll have to circle back to that because it's great to not have to have that buzzing and that jolting first thing in the morning. But anyway, today we're going to talk about how 20 minutes a day, just 20 minutes in the morning, can boost confidence, reduce anxiety, and improve your physical health. Now, who doesn't want that? So my question, my very first question for you today is, how do you start your day? Do you start your day like a bat out of hell, like the alarm clock, you know, goes off and then you're up and at 'em and you're already thinking about your to-do list? Then you're like in the kitchen with the kids and this and that, and then you're headed to work and like you're just kind of anxious from the start? Or do you start your day browsing through a laundry list of emails and Facebook posts and kind of get sucked into that little tunnel? Or do you start your day in a way that allows you to contemplate your daily actions, to be intentional, to be calm and grounded? How do you start your day? And be honest with yourself. And when I talk about morning routines and if they really work, one of the complaints that I get, or one of the, I guess you could say, objections, is that people are like, oh, but you know, I really try, you know, I want to, but you know, I can't seem to do it, I don't stick with it. And I think there's this misconception that a morning routine, like you have to get up at like, oh, dark 30 at, you know, 5 a.m. and, you know, plan for an hour and a half of this whole entire system. And what I want to tell you today is you can actually set yourself up to have a very calm, focused, and productive day in as little as 15 to 20 minutes. I've done it. I used to have a traditional 9-to-5 J-O-B job. Ooh, I used to have one of those. And so I was crunched in the morning. But just 15 minutes a day, if you can be consistent with that, it can totally change your life. And when we wake up and just kind of blindly react to whatever the day throws at us, it's a very stressful way to live. We don't really feel prepared most of the time. We're not organized. We don't feel grounded. Things start to slip through the cracks. And when we're operating from that place, it really triggers a lot of anxiety. And then what tends to happen, because it's all connected, is that this unrest, anxiety, this unpreparedness, I don't even know if that's a word, unpreparedness, this unpreparedness like exacerbates physical health problems. It contributes to physical health problems. Then pretty soon you find yourself sick, physically sick, emotionally sick, and mentally sick. So does a morning routine really work? All right, if I'm going to spend my time in the morning doing these things, is it beneficial? Well, this is really how Coffee with the Universe here was born. So I can attest to that it works. There was a point in my life where I was having a bit of an existential crisis. It was like, oh gosh, you know, I wasn't happy in my relationship. I wasn't happy in my career. I didn't really know what I was doing. And like, I was having these panic attacks at night and I was like, something's got to change. So I really don't know what prompted me to change, like, or to set up a morning routine, because I didn't really like read any books about it or anything. I just thought, you know what? I don't want to feel this way anymore. So I am going to do something about it. And my do something was that morning contemplation, self-discovery, relaxation, meditation, because I figured, oh, these are all great tools to use. So let's see if they will help my condition. I started, instead of just drinking coffee right away in the morning, I started with some hot water with lemon. I also tried water with apple cider vinegar, kind of like nourishing my body and hydrating my body. I decided I was going to do some stretching and some movement, a little bit of yoga. I went ahead and added some meditation to my practice. I some days did some journaling, and I found that as I started doing these things and really paying attention to my inner voice and really grounding myself to focus on what I truly wanted, what was working for me and what didn't, it was easier to set goals that reflected the direction that I wanted to go in. And while I wasn't expecting like an instant outcome, which it wasn't, I slowly started getting a feel for who I was and what I really wanted. And by being consistent with this, just like a simple morning routine, it truly changed my life. And at the time, I was working a traditional 9-to-5 job, so I really only had 15 minutes in the morning to get myself together with this. Then I transitioned to working for myself, so I had a little bit more leeway. But the point is that it really worked. It worked for me because it changed the foundation, the framework, the setting of my day. It wasn't like, oh, just wake up. I'm not happy. I'm unhappy. I have this feeling, this anxiety. I'm miserable. It wasn't just kind of like that hamster on the wheel. It was like giving myself some time to pause to figure out what exactly it is that I wanted. So in this question, does a morning routine really work? I turn to Google, as I do a lot, to look at, hey, does this really work? And what you will find if you Google this is a lot of articles from like various bigwig names like Forbes. And I also found some information on the Business Insider about like the habits of highly successful people. And believe it or not, most of these people attribute their levels of success to having an established, consistent morning routine. So you're talking about people like some names I came across, Oprah, Jeff, is it Bezos? Bezos?
Yep, Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, Arianna Huffington, Gwyneth Paltrow. So you have these big name celebrities that say, hey, you know what? I was successful, but in order to do that, I really had to set my day up to be productive, to be focused, to not get caught in everybody else's agenda. So it really works. And Hal Elrod wrote a whole book on it. It's called The Miracle Morning. I don't know if anybody has read that, but he wrote an entire book on how to set up your day so that it's successful. And so I just wanted to kind of share a little bit here in talking about what some of you said. And I know I gave this, Jacob, I gave this, these links to you like ahead of time. So if you found something in here that you're like, ooh, this was really good. Please.
I've got some thoughts here.
All right. Well, we'll have at it. We'll just start with that while I'm bringing this up.
All right. Yeah. I mean, we spoke briefly before the show about the alarm clock situation. And we'll come back to that, I'm sure, because you've mentioned to Benny and myself this crazy trick that you do.
Well, let's just start. All right. So here's the crazy trick that I do. If I want to wake up like between 6 or 7, I can just like tell myself before I go to bed what time I want to wake up. And I will wake up like within, I would say, 1 to 5 minutes of that desired time. And I heard that we can actually subconsciously do this. Now, granted, if it's like 4 a.m. or like a really strange time, I have to set my alarm because it's just so like out of the ordinary for me. So I just thought this was something that we could do. But when I said that to Benny and Jacob, they're like, wait, what?
Yeah, I've tried that. And every time I do it, I'm late to work. So, you know. But looking at that article. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go.
The second point, the going straight for the coffee one, that's been the hallmark of my life for the last year. And everything I seem to read about it says not to do that. And it's still here I am doing that. So.
Yeah, well, because coffee is, it dehydrates the body. It's a caffeine, like any kind of caffeinated anything has a dehydrating effect. So the science, it's actually science behind that, is because we're not drinking while we're sleeping. So if we then go straight for the coffee and put that in our body first, then we are like dehydrating ourselves even further. So if you are like a drier type, you definitely don't want to do this. But you know, starting your day with something like water. I like hot lemon water because, you know, the lemon helps like make your kidneys happy, kind of gives them a little boost. So I like doing that. But I think it's just drink something that's hydrating instead of water. I mean, instead of coffee. So maybe you can like, before you have your cup of coffee, just drink the same cup of water ahead of time.
You know, that makes sense. I'm going to start trying that because I definitely feel the anxiety that comes from the instant shot of caffeine in the morning.
Well, like before you put the coffee in the, I don't know, do you have one of those like press button things? What are they? The little cup.
Like
things
the Mr. Where- coffee drip machines there. I've got one of those and I've also got an espresso machine. So I'll do lattes on occasion.
Because I was just going to say, like, I use a French press. So like before I put the coffee in my mug, I put my hot lemon water in there first. So I drink that first while my coffee is, quote, percolating. And then gotcha. I pour that. But if you have something with a button, it doesn't work. But you can, I mean, get another cup. Just do it. Okay. Anything else here? It doesn't work. All right. So here's one that I love. Eliminate decision-making tasks. And here's something that has really worked for me. And I think Arianna Huffington mentions this, like with her wardrobe. From what I understand, she like wears the same dresses to multiple events and things like that, so she doesn't have to think about it. But here is where a morning routine works in terms of planning. A lot of times when we just, you know, blindly react to life and wake up like the bat out of hell, we are like starting our day by making all these decisions. Okay, you know, what am I going to wear today? What do I need to get done? What's most important? What do I want to pack for lunch? What are we having for breakfast? What am I feeding the kids? And it's amazing how much energy making decisions can consume. So before I was using my morning routine to intentionally plan out my day, it was like I was exhausted by the time I got to work because I was trying to think about what do I need to do to even get there. So when you can eliminate like morning decisions, and this includes like picking out your clothes the night before, like making your to-do list the night before, like preparing ahead of time, you'd be amazed at like how just not having to make a ton of decisions in the morning can like free your energy. It's pretty impressive. And this really works because I've done it and I've experienced it. It really, truly is amazing. And let's see, I think that was all that stood out for me.
I like the get your body moving one. That one is tricky, I know, because, you know, working out in itself is a whole beast to tackle, but I have done that in the past, and I know how great it makes me feel and how it kind of just sets me up to be productive and it gets my mind working. And it's just a nice way to set the day, and then I don't have to do it later.
Yeah. That's a good point. I actually do stretching as part of my routine. That works too, to kind of help get the blood flowing. But something brilliant that my yoga instructor said was, you know, you don't have to do a full workout. You can do like morning kitchen yoga. And he has this whole routine where he uses the kitchen countertop for his, like, you know, 5 minutes of morning stretching while his tea or coffee or whatever he drinks is brewing. Now, you do have to be a little bit more flexible, because I don't know if you can like hike your leg up on a kitchen countertop to get a good stretch. But I will often stand in my kitchen while I'm feeding the cats, because I have one cat that inhales his food and then feels the need to go and like boot the other one out of the dish. So I basically have to babysit. I don't have children, but I have children in a sense. So I have to babysit the cat. So while I'm doing that, I'm actually like doing forward folds. I'm doing like side bends. I'm doing kind of like a downward dog for yoga people out there on my kitchen countertop. And that just frees up the energy and you can feel it. So you know it works by how you feel after doing these certain elements. So, you know, does a morning routine work? Absolutely. Otherwise, all these people would not be doing them. Okay. So back to that question, how do you start your day? Where are you on that spectrum? We're going to take a break. This is a live call-in show. The number here is 1-800-930-2819. We're also broadcasting on Facebook. So if you have a morning routine and would like to share it, please do. Please give us a call. So when we come back, I want to talk about like why a morning routine works. Like we established, does it work? Yes. But really, why does it? What is the science saying behind that? So we're going to dive a little bit more deeper into that. When we understand the why, when we understand the method behind the madness, we're more likely to do it. So I will see you in a few.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. It just doesn't feel good. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or CarlGreer.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back to Coffee with the Universe. And today we're talking about how just 15 minutes, I'm even bumping it down, a day can boost confidence, reduce anxiety, and improve your health. So we just started by reflecting on how we start our mornings and talking a little bit about, does it really work? So in this segment, we're going to talk about why it actually works. So we established, yes, a lot of successful people do it, and there's a reason why. So why does it work? Just a reminder, this is a live call-in show. We're also on Facebook Live. So if you have a morning routine, please let us know. The dial-in number is 1-800-930-2819. I'd love to hear what you do. So over the break, we were just talking about apple cider vinegar. I don't know if any of you out there have tried that. I did for a while, like instead of having lemon in my water, I tried a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. And you know, it's definitely harder to get down, but it does cleanse your system. And it's actually really good for digestion. So if you have problems with digestion in the morning and your like breakfast doesn't sit very well, you could certainly try that. And Jacob, tell me again about your challenge, because I think that's really interesting for like, it is like a workplace, right?
Yeah, every Wednesday and Friday in the office, we would all as a team take a shot of apple cider vinegar together. And it started off with just like, I dare you to take a shot of this because it, you know, it's kind of strong and abrasive and hard to get down. But we got into the habit of it and, you know, working outside in the rain a lot at that particular job. It did help, I noticed, keep my immune system up. And, you know, I was kind of helping me fight off colds and all that. Kind of an interesting routine for us as a team.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a very interesting work team building experience, but I think it's really cool. I mean,
collective pain.
Very cool. All right, so let's talk a little bit about why a morning routine works. And I want to start a little bit, I'll go into some, to an article that I found where it talked about like science-backed benefits of a morning routine. But I want to go maybe a little bit deeper into like exactly what happens with the mind, exactly what happens with the body, and exactly what happens to us at soul level. So, for example, let's start with the mind. In the morning, when we wake up, we actually have a clearer mind than we do throughout the rest of the day. And this is because our egos, our like brain synapses have just been at rest all night. And so the activity there is relatively quiet. So from this brain operation, from this ego operation, it is actually the best time to not fill it with crap. So if you start your day and like the first thing you go for is like email and Facebook, you aren't giving your brain time to adjust, but you're also shortchanging yourself because the ego is so quiet. It is the best time to tap into your like inner wisdom, to that intuitive voice. It's the best time to harness your creativity. And so when you can work with your mind and its natural awakening process, you can come up with some really great ideas if you don't fill your head with garbage right off the bat. And you know how emails work, where we're bombarded. The second we see an email that we don't like, or someone said something that pissed us off, now we're like, oh my God, I can't believe that person. And now your mind's like off and running about what exactly you're going to say and how you're going to respond. And, you know, then on Facebook, you start looking at things and, you know, your eyes might start rolling, or you get like sucked down this vortex. And pretty soon your mind is just kind of filled with garbage. So when you learn to work with like how your brain normally functions in the morning, and you learn to work with your ego here, then you are more likely to hit the ground running with a clear mind, already feeling productive because you've kind of sparked your creativity. And this is why like some of my best thoughts come out in the shower. Like when I take a shower in the morning and I've just done my morning routine and I had some coffee and I haven't really like sat down to start work, I get like these amazing ideas in the shower. And that's because I'm allowing my brain to wake up slowly, and I'm harnessing that quiet time, that creative time. So that's what happens from a brain ego physical component. The next thing is the body. When we talk about the lemon water and the apple cider vinegar in the water, this is really a way to detoxify the body and to rehydrate. Even though lemon and apple cider vinegar seem very acidic, they actually have an alkaline effect on the body. So it's really opposite. So it hydrates, it nourishes, it removes toxins, it helps with morning digestion. So hydrating before caffeine and coffee, definitely from a biological functioning perspective, is beneficial. But the stretching piece, the movement, whatever that looks like for you, it gets the prana, the chi, the energy flowing. And again, when you are sleeping, you're, you know, kind of in one position. I mean, yes, you move, but you're just not really moving. You wake up with very stagnant energy. So if you're looking to spark some creativity and kind of get those juices flowing in the morning, movement is essential. It's going to get the blood flowing. It's going to get the energy going. And then this helps, you know, get your brain starts going. And you'd be amazed at how once you kind of get that energy flowing, you can really like, you know, start to focus, or you have those good ideas. I mean, I don't really know how to explain it, but we all know that stagnant energy is not great. We need that flow. We need that movement in order to really, you know, set us up, get us ready, get us moving, get us focused so that we don't feel all sluggish. So for the body, we have the hydrating impact. We also have getting the blood and energy moving. And then the effects like at soul level, and this really goes back to the quiet time of the day. When our egos are in full force, like that monkey mind. So when I say ego, I'm also talking about the monkey mind. When that is in full force and it's going, it is so difficult to take time to meditate or to listen to your intuition. So when you allow yourself that time to meditate in the morning, to really connect to that soul voice within, you of course set yourself up to have a much more productive and focused day. But because your brain is quiet and reflective in the morning, then you have a much easier time listening to that soul voice. It's a hard voice to hear. It's very quiet. It's kind of like matter of fact. And if we aren't careful, we missed it. So I don't know if you've tried this, but like, you know, oh, I'm going to do some meditation after lunch, but you kind of sit down and then you're like, oh, don't forget to do this. And then you're like replaying the conversation you had with a coworker earlier. It's very challenging. And it's because our minds are not at rest anymore. They're engaged. They, you know, we're experiencing life in the world and we're reacting to things. So when we take that time in the morning to control what voice we're listening to, we're more apt to make better decisions, decisions that are in alignment with our highest path and purpose. So that is why the morning routine works. We all know the benefits of meditation. And when we do these things in the morning to facilitate communication with self, not ego self, but the real self, then that's where we get inspired ideas from. That's where we, you know, get goals that are truly ours and not somebody else's. Now, when I was doing my research from someone else's perspective about the science-backed benefits, there are a couple, so I will kind of briefly talk about them. Jacob, were there any in here that like spoke to you?
I was looking at some of the examples of winning morning routines of successful people. And this cold pool plunge one stood out to me a little bit here. And it's kind of plays on that same, you know, looking at your body and how you're feeling. And in this case, Tony Robbins just submerges himself in a 57 degree Fahrenheit pool for that radical change in temperature. And it just kind of shocks his body. And supposedly that gives him more energy. And I'm sure there's, you know, science to back that, but it kind of plays on that idea that it's setting your body up for the day, whether it's doing this cold shower type of thing or, you know, lemon water or apple cider vinegar. And I think just that taking care of your body first thing is really important.
Yeah, I don't know if this is correct, but I thought this was kind of like a Swedish thing or like a Nordic thing. And supposedly like that cold shower is supposed to boost your immune system as well.
Yeah, they do like this shock therapy over there where you kind of sit in a hot tub or a sauna and then you go jump in ice water and it's that change in temperature that kind of jolts your body, you know?
When I was in summer camp as a kid, we had what we called the Big Bear Swim, and we had a bell that would ring 15 minutes before the main like get up bell, and we could throw on our bathing suits and run down to the lake and jump in the freezing water. I think I did that once and I was like, yeah, okay, awesome. I'm good.
the classic polar plunge, right? I've done this before in Colorado. I sat in a hot tub for 20 minutes and then face planted in the snow and then jumped right back in. yeah.
That's different because you're super hot in the hot tub. I've done that too after like a tough skiing day. You know, like your body is all warm and hot and then you go and lay in the snow and jump back in. That's what it was though. It was the polar bear swim, not the big bear. It was the,
yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
The polar bear. But yeah, I used to do that too in the snow in the hot tub and everything. It's like, yee. I saw that and I was like, ooh, that's not something that I do. But if you want to try it, by all means, go for it. So, you know, another, we've kind of already talked about this, but it sets you up for the rest of the day. So basically, you are controlling your schedule rather than allowing your schedule to control you. We feel very frazzled and anxious when we don't feel like we're in control. So by starting your day with, you know, these are my intentions, this is what it is, what's important, then you have control. You have the choice to either get distracted from that or to focus on that. And then when you focus on that, you can increase your productivity because you are way more focused. And when you're way more focused, you feel in control, you're less stressed. And this then improves your workplace environment and improves your family life, because when you're less stressed, you're not, you know, agitated in front of your family, your friends, your colleagues and coworkers. So it just kind of has this ripple effect. And this is why that this morning routine works so well. Now, the thing that I thought was interesting from this list of the, what, like a 10 scientifically based reasons why it works or something like that, is to combat forgetfulness. That one just kind of, like, I didn't really think about this, like productivity, yes, focus, yes. But what they're saying here is when you have that same routine every day, it's more unlikely that you'll forget something. Like you are used to getting ready ahead of time. And I think maybe this is where that plan in advance comes into play. You're not rushing in the morning, so there's a lower risk that you're going to forget to do something. And you've already, you know, set things up the night before, so that in the morning, all you really have to do is your morning routine to get in the shower, you know, to spend some quality time with the kids or the spouse or whatever, or breakfast. You don't have to start to think about the details. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Okay, what else is on here? And I guess that's part of mindfulness, I would say.
I think that one kind of, it reminds me of the cutting out decision making in the morning too. You know, if I have to choose the outfit for the day, or, you know, what I'm going to eat or drink that morning, if I can just make that decision right before bed, then it cuts out that extra step. It gives me a little bit more time. And I've had that moment where I'm like, running around my apartment, like, what am I going to wear? I can't find it. The thing I'm looking for, wherever it might be. And then, that stress and anxiety that comes from that moment seems to just like seep into the rest of the day. It's kind of hard to come back from that, you know?
Yeah. And I tell you, like when I actually had to go someplace to a workplace, I would stand in my closet in the mornings and I would like suck like 5 minutes just stand there. Oh my God, what do I want to wear? What do I feel like today? It was the biggest time suck in the world.
The blank stare at the closet.
Staring. And so then I started like pulling out stuff the night before. And I told myself, I'm like, you know what, if you don't feel like wearing this in the morning, too bad for you.
Tough love.
This is what you're wearing. So we're going to wear that tomorrow. I had to do that because it was just like too much. I'd waste so much time.
Fair enough.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to share with you what I found like the most essential to include in a 20-minute morning routine. There are people who do much longer routines, but if you're short on time, these are the ones that will give you the activities that will give you the biggest bang for your buck. So stay tuned. I will be back in a minute.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E-I-T-Y.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your line shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Hello and welcome back to Coffee with the Universe, where we're talking about how just 20 minutes a day in the morning can boost confidence, reduce anxiety, and improve your health. So we talked about, does a morning routine really work, why it works, and now I want to just kind of give you a little heads up, I guess, of the things that I found that were the most essential. Like if you only have 15 to 20 minutes, these are the things that will really give you the biggest bang for your buck. Now, if you have longer, that's great. I was reading in one of these articles that I've been referencing that Gary, and here's another name I'm going to chop that I always do, Vaynerchuk. He's big business guy, does a lot of business coaching, also personal development. But he has a 3-hour morning routine that he does before he even starts dealing with people and business. Now, to me, that's a little bit long, but it works for him. And you don't need to make a 3-hour morning routine. And you don't need to get up at 5 a.m. to do this either. Like a lot of messages out there are like, oh, you just have to get up earlier, you know, get up a half hour earlier. But for someone like myself, my body doesn't work well when I force it awake. Now, if I get up, you know, maybe between 6 and 7, whatever I tell myself what time I want to wake up in the morning, I naturally wake up and I actually feel good and have energy throughout the day. I did try back when I was experimenting with morning routines, I did try waking up like at 5 a.m. or 5:30 to, you know, get up before dawn and really harness that quiet time and watch the sunrise. And like by 1 p.m., I was exhausted and just wanted to go to bed. And then I would want to take a nap, and then I would like throw off my sleep schedule. So it didn't really work for me. Getting up earlier wasn't the answer. It was about doing some key things in the morning that, you know, worked really well. Now, I do have a whole course on this. It's called Morning Magic. And I go into detail. I also talk about like various activities you can do. I love like journaling and planning. So I have a video in there on like different journals and productivity planners that I used. I talk about stretching. I give you some, you know, yoga poses to look into. So I've kind of created a resource for you so that you can build a morning routine based on how much time you have and what speaks to you the most. So if you're interested in that, you can head over to cwtu.net/morningmagic. Again, CWTU, that's like coffee with the universe, but shortened, cwtu.net/morningmagic. So if you really don't have a morning routine and you're looking to create one for yourself for, you know, better focus and more productivity and to really establish a better connection with yourself so you can make better decisions throughout your day, it's definitely worth checking out. Okay, so what has been the biggest bang for my buck for myself? Well, the first is supporting my body by hydrating it with like lemon water or the apple cider vinegar, like we've talked about. And the reason is because in Ayurvedic terms, I am primarily Vata dosha and I'm very dry. I am constantly dehydrated. I'm also very prone to anxiety. So if I wake up and I don't have water in my body, if I don't have a little bit of food in my body, then that caffeine hits me like instantly. And it actually makes me a little bit jittery and anxious. So for me, that hydrating piece is really important. And I don't even need to like eat breakfast yet because my digestion isn't quite there yet. But what I do is I pour a little bit of MCT oil, it's coconut oil or coconut butter. I will stir that into my coffee and it just gives me a little bit of fat and energy to then, you know, do some stretching, whatever else I need to do before I make breakfast. So the first thing I'm going to recommend is honor your body and nourish it, whether that's just water, whether that is eating breakfast first, but do something for your body before you put the jolting coffee in it. The second thing that helps me the most is movement. I do a stretching routine that takes about, I would say, 7 minutes. And it's a stretch that basically supports each chakra of the body. It kind of wakens each chakra. And I did put this in the Morning Magic course, like exactly what I do. And each of these stretches help to kind of get the energy flowing from one chakra to another. So I'm talking like you know about chakras. I'm assuming this is Transformation Talk Radio. Most of you do. But a stretch to stimulate each of those regions, I found really gets the energy flowing. I don't do a heavy workout. I found that if I try to, I know some people like get up and they do like a full workout in the morning. I need to eat something with my like blood sugar issues. I need to eat something before I have like a heavy, super duper workout, but I can do some light stretching and just get the blood flowing. Plus, I stretch in my little yoga studio, and that's downstairs. So just in the morning, trotting down the stairs and up the stairs, and then sometimes on the way, dumping more cat litter in the cat potty box, like gets my heart beating enough where I'm like, okay, I'm awake, the blood is flowing. And then the third thing that I strongly recommend is meditation. Like after I stretch, I will do something called Sat Kriya. It's a Kundalini meditation. There is some activity involved, but it's really a meditative focus, focusing on the third eye, focusing on clarity, on that intuition, that vision that I've set for the day. I might just meditate in silence. So I don't always do like the same form of meditation. Some days I already feel the effects of my to-do list. So I like my mind is racing a little bit. So I might do a little bit of meditative, like breath work, like inhaling to the count of four, exhaling to the count of four, and just kind of retaining or holding the breath out for four. I might do something like that, that just kind of gives my nervous system a little bit of support on the days where I find myself a little bit more anxious about what the day is going to bring. And the meditation is that practice where you're connecting and listening to that soul voice, that quiet voice within that is so overlooked and not heard. If you don't practice listening to it and noting what it sounds like, then you're missing out on the information it's trying to feed you. And your little soul voice in there, it's not going to scream at you. It's not going to, you know, be demanding. It's kind of like, you want to listen to me, you can. If not, if you want to listen to your monkey mind instead, go right ahead. It's very non-committal that way. But if you want to start listening to it, because it doesn't lead you astray, you've got to practice. And meditation can be difficult. Our mind starts to wander. And there's various forms of meditation, of which I'm actually going to be adding to the Morning Magic course shortly. I'm going to go in depth into different meditation techniques. So you will want to find one that works for you, whether it's pairing meditation with a simple breathing sequence, whether it's meditating to like a particular affirmation or mantra, whether it's just using a timer. I have an insight timer on my phone where sometimes I just put birds chirping, but it's silent. And believe it or not, like the birds chirping are enough to kind of keep me focused and present. And then like I have my more active meditation, like the Sat Kriya, where, you know, my arms are in the air and I'm actually like, you know, pumping my abdomen, which is moving the energy throughout my body while focusing on my third eye and using a chant. So that one's a little bit more complex and involved, but it's still a meditative process. So no matter what you do, even in 15 minutes, I mean, it takes you, you know, however much time to prepare your coffee while you're waiting, drink your water. If you need to add some oils or whatever for energy, do what you need to do. A lot of people add butter. I think, what is that? It's like bulletproof or something.
Bulletproof. It's like a butter blended into drip coffee. Gosh, let me look up the recipe. I used to make this at a coffee shop, actually.
Wow, you're like a jack of all trades, working outside, working in the coffee shop.
It's I've been around a little bit, but all right. What's that?
But you look so young.
Okay. It's just coffee, and then butter is what they use for the sweetener. And so typically it's blended in and then you drop it into the coffee and that's it. And it's, you know, popular in keto diets and all that.
Yeah, because it, like just that little bit of fat actually satiates. That's another word I have. satiates you. So the just that little bit of fat is like super helpful. That's why I love fats. I love like love meats and I digress. Okay. So anyway, those three things. Now, again, there's other things you can add, like journaling. You know, I go over like all these different options in the course so that you can, you know, create something that works for you. So if you're interested, check out Morning Magic, cwtu.net/morningmagic. All right. Our time here is about done. There is a reason why very successful people have a consistent morning routine. It instills a sense of grounding so they can better listen to their intuition, keeps them focused on the important things, stimulates creativity. So these work. This is why people do it.
Thank you for joining me for Coffee with the Universe. Make sure to tune in next time as I continue to share tips and tricks to help you stop waking up anxious, uninspired, and energetically drained in the morning and feel calm, connected to your higher self, and confident instead. If you would like more information on my Morning Magic course, please visit www.cwtu.net/morningmagic.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.